Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you find yourself living in insufficiency, notice I didn't say lack. If you find yourself living in insufficiency, you want to be released from its cruel grip. You must see yourself totally leaving insufficiency behind and walking into the realm of abundant prosperity
that God planned for you ahead of time.
That's it. However, before you can properly visualize the new prosperous image of yourself, you must be convinced of God's promise to meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
Please realize that God's ability to supply your every need will not come to you from our teaching or the teaching of others. Our teaching may stimulate your mind with the possibilities of God's word. That's what we hope it will do. However, you will have to experience this truth from God's word on your own. Let the word of God speak to you. Here's an inventory of what God has for you. We must allow ourselves to hear and understand the next four Bible verses with our spiritual eyes.
Our spiritual ears, actually. But ears and eyes. You use your ears and we will use our eyes. You're cute.
Yeah, I know.
First, Ephesians 1 verse 3 tells us that our blessings are spiritual. That means they're invisible. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Meditate on these. Second, 2 Peter 1 verse 3 tells us what manner of blessings are provided. It reveals an inventory of the invisible blessings in the heavenly storehouses of God, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. These two realms are all inclusive. Listen to this scripture. "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Notice it says, through the knowledge of him. That's a personal relationship. Third, Ephesians 3:20, Classic Amplified Bible, tells us that God is ready to do more than we can ask or think. "Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power, that is at work within us," notice it's working, "is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams." Hallelujah. And fourth, 2 Corinthians 9 verse 9 tells us that God will give us sufficiency in everything we need. For it says, "And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation."
Hallelujah. What great verses, honey. You know, these verses that you just heard are directly from God's word.
Amen.
They have great power to build up our faith. So we encourage you to meditate on those, to confess them, till they get deeply engrafted inside of you.
Amen. Letting the Holy Spirit speak to you through those verses. Romans 10 verse 17 says, "For by faith cometh For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Or as Dr. Fred Price used to say, hearing and hearing and hearing, and hearing and hearing, and I guess he still says it.
I guess he does.
And hearing by the word of God. Now, Christian books can motivate us. Christian CDs and MP3s can encourage us. Christian speakers can excite us. All these helps can challenge us, but they cannot give us faith. Once you know that you know God's truth, you will easily change your confession about your circumstances. You will no longer say wistfully, maybe one day I'll have all my needs met. Rather, you will boldly proclaim, I am prosperous right now. I have all I need, and I abound. When our confession changes by conviction, because we believe what the Word of God says, it won't be long until our circumstances will also change. For it is a Bible fact that we shall have whatsoever we say.
Mark 11:24. I'm sure you're familiar with this, but if not, you definitely need to be familiar. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
We have found four laws of control, four laws of control over the natural realm to be true. With these, you can do much, very much, a great deal to control your circumstances. Number one, you're becoming what you imagine yourself to be.
Number two, that which you continuously concentrate on tends to grow stronger, and that which you ignore tends to grow weaker.
Number three, what you daydream about tends to become reality.
Number four, you are drawn to whatever you concentrate on, and whatever you concentrate on is being drawn to you.
Hallelujah. While the following scriptures we're about to share do not use the same words, they do substantiate the four rules that we just shared with you.
Everything we say is based in and on the word. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
That's a great verse to personalize.
Amen.
For as Carol thinketh in her heart, so is she. For as Vincent thinketh in his heart, so is he. For as Eulalia thinketh in her heart, so is she. Personalize that scripture for you. Now, this scripture confirms law number one. You are becoming what you imagine yourself to be.
Job 3:25 shows this. It says, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. The Message Bible translation of Job 3:25 says this, the worst of my fears has come true. What I've dreaded most has happened.
Regardless of the translation, Job 3:25 confirms law number two.
That's right.
That which you continuously concentrate on tends to grow stronger. And that which you ignore tends to grow weaker.
We like to put it in just down-to-earth terms. What you feed lives, and what you starve dies.
That's right.
Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. You can think on the negative or you can think on the positive.
It's a choice we make every moment of every day.
Yes, and we were also impressed to share the Message Bible translation of Philippians 4. This is 8 and 9. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do the best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you've heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together will work you into his most excellent harmonies.
Law number three, what you daydream about tends to become reality. It's confirmed by those scriptures, Philippians 4, 8 and 9.
Hallelujah. Then over in 1 John 5, 14 and 15, 1 John 5, 14 and 15, it says this, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. That is such an important scripture, honey, to get down in you, because I pray that all the time. I go, Lord, this is what you said.
And it's a great verse to personalize too.
That's true.
And this is the confidence that Janice has in him, that if she asks anything according to his will, he heareth her. And if we know that he hears Janice, whatsoever he asks, whatsoever she asks.
We know that Janice has the petitions that she desired of him.
Make sure that you personalize that scripture for yourself. Because it confirms law number four. You're drawn to whatever you concentrate on. And whatever you concentrate on is being drawn to you.
In 1 Peter 1, verse 13 says, Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
The Greek word, G1271, Dianoia. It's translated as mind in verse 13, but it's often translated as imagination in other scriptures. According to Strong's Concordance, gird refers to the practice of the Orientals who, in order to be unimpeded in their movements, were accustomed when starting a journey or engaging any work to bind their long flowing garments closely around their bodies and fasten them with a leather belt. In other words, they girded their clothes to protect themselves while traveling and to allow unencumbered movement. Loins is an anatomical reference referring to reproductive abilities. And we've taught this before. So what verse 13 can be amplified to say is this: protect what you're reproducing in your imagination. What you're reproducing in your imagination will be drawn to you. If you're wondering how applicable these laws are to you, or if these blessings only apply in the sweet by and by, we urge you strongly to consider the words of Matthew 5:18, which we're going to share with you in the Classic Amplified Bible.
For truly I tell you, until the sky and earth pass away and perish, not one smallest letter nor one little hook identifying certain Hebrew letters will pass from the law until all things it foreshadows are accomplished.
So if every scripture that we've shared with you on this call, if every scripture must be fulfilled before heaven and earth pass away, don't you think it's a good time to start embracing and activating these principles in God's word? After all, they were written especially for you.
Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah is right. Hallelujah. Go back. We suggest you listen to the replay of this call. Write those scriptures down. Get them deep down inside of you. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.